Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Seven people will be brought before an anti-terrorist judge today ahead of a judicial investigation into the assassination of a history teacher in the Yvelines last Friday. Among them is the father of one of Samuel Paty's students, who posted videos online that criticised the teacher's classes. Also in today's group is an Islamist activist, as well as two minors who allegedly received money in exchange for information, and friends of the assailant. For nine others, police custody was lifted last night, including members of the killer's family. Emmanuel Macron has announced the dissolution of the pro-Palestinian collective Sheikh Yassin, claiming that the group had direct involvement in last week's attack. The president made the announcement from Bobigny as part of comments on how to combat separatism. The group will be dissolved in today's Conseil des ministres. Macron added that decisions of this type will follow in the coming days and weeks, as controls are tightening on all associations and structures suspected of having close ties with Islamist circles. While the investigation continues, preparations are underway for this evening's national tribute to Samuel Paty to take place at the Sorbonne. Yesterday, more than 6,000 people gathered in Conflans-Sainte-Honorine for a march in tribute to the teacher. The message: Samuel Paty was killed for doing his job, teaching freedom of expression. The coronavirus continues to gather ground in France, with 163 deaths confirmed in the space of 24 hours. 20,000 new cases have also been confirmed. The Minister of Health, Olivier Véran, is due to give an update on the public health situation this evening. And finally to football, and Paris Saint-Germain lost to Manchester United yesterday in the Champions League. PSG suffered a 2-1 defeat. Meanwhile, Rennes drew 1-1 to the Russian team Krasnodar. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.